Morning, everybody. Whoa, really? That's it? That's all you got? Oh, okay, that's better. All right. First of all, you guys did the bells. Nice job. Very nice job. I personally skipped all my music lessons, so I would never go do that. So that just was not my thing. So music, not so much. How many of you guys like birthdays? Oh, yes. Why do you like birthdays? Why? Because of? Huh? Well, of course you were born that day. That's why you have a birthday. Why else?
You get gifts.
You get gifts. And you get?
Cake.
And? Yes, all this cool stuff. You get all this stuff for your birthday because you're the special one, right? Because it's your birthday. But as you get older, you don't really like birdthdays so much.
Yeah. Right? Am I right?
Yes. The older we get, the more like, birthday? That's another year older? One more. You know what I found out? I'm getting close to getting senior citizens right. That is very painful. Very painful. Anyways, you got a long ways to go to get that. So you get a present. Do you want your present right away?
Yeah.
Like how much do you want it right away? Like, can I have it today? Can I have it tomorrow? Like 5 days before my birthday, can I have it? Yeah? Do you? Do you tell your parents that? No? Or are you very patient and you wait? How many of you guys are very patient? Okay. And how many of you just want it as soon as you know it's there? Oh, yeah.
My Christmas present was a small card, and I didn't know what it was, and it was a gymnastics certificate, and I've been begging to go to gymnastics.
Sweet! You know what? My wife's the same way, and she's not here, so I can say this. So at Christmas time, I got to hide her presents, because if I don't, she'll never wait till Christmas Day. She'll find them, and she'll open them like a week before I get them. She's like, she has no patience. She has to have her present now. Well, you know what? I got a story to tell you about this kid named Ian. And Ian was just like that. He loved Christmas. He loved his birthdays. But you know what? He was very annoying. Because when his birthday would come around, like 2 weeks before his birthday would come around, he would start asking his parents, "What'd you get me? What'd you get me? What'd you get me? What'd you get me?" And his parents were like, "Nothing, nothing." And then like a week before, "What'd you get me? What'd you get me? Can I open it? Can I open it? I'm gonna open it. Oh, I can't open it? How about four days before? Can I open it 4 days before my birthday? No, really? No? How about 2 days? 2 days before my birthday, I can open my present, right? Oh, no? Really? What kind of parents are you? I mean, seriously, it's almost my birthday. I can open early." Ian was very impatient. He couldn't wait to open up his presents. And one day, his parents made this really big mistake. They said, "You know what, Ian? Because you're such a good boy, we're going to get you a brand new bike." You know what? That was a big problem. Because did they have the bike right then? No, they didn't have the bike yet. So guess what Ian did until they got the bike? "What'd you get? Did you get today? Can we go today? Are we going to Walmart today? We're going to get it? I really want my bike. Can we go now? What? No, not today. What? Well, how about tomorrow? No, we can't get my bike tomorrow. When am I going to get my bike?" That's what he did. He was so impatient. So finally, Mom and Dad's like, "Oh, man, I can't believe we should have never told him this stuff. So quick, let's go to Walmart. Get the bike." So quick, Dad went to Walmart, got the bike. Says, "Here, take it. Get away from us. Take it." Yes, a lot of us have bikes.
I have bikes.
So Ian.
I have a bike too.
Oh, everybody's got bikes. That's good.
Everybody got bikes out here? Good? Bikes?
Good. Good. When you get older, you like the kind that's got motors on them because you don't have to work so hard. Yes. Now they got three wheels, so because we start losing our balance. Yes, that's for us. Yeah, well, anyway, that's another story. Anyway, so Ian got his bike finally. He was so anxious because he got his bike that he couldn't wait. So he just got on his bike, up the road, down the road, up the road, down the road. He just kept going back and forth. He rode that thing until bedtime. He almost slept with it, but his parents told him he couldn't. All right? So the very next day, he got his bike again, but he got up before everybody else could get up. And guess what? He goes out to his bike, and that front tire, it's all soft. Like he can't ride his bike.
It was a flat tire,
that's right. Do you think he waited for Mom and Dad to get up?
No.
He started hollering, "Where's the pump? o'clock in the morning. Don't ever do this to your parents. Your parents like to sleep in. At least most of us do. So don't do this to your parents. So finally, Dad peeks his head out. Dude, what's your problem? I said, Ian, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. There's no pump. The pump's not working. Where's the pump? I got to find my tank. I'm going to go right. The pump's broke, Ian. You'll have to wait until I fix it. I can't wait. I got to have it now. Well, then you can walk your bike 15 minutes down to the gas station and let the guy fill it up for you. Oh, really? 15 minutes? I'm going to waste 15 minutes to walk down to the gas station so the guy can pump my tire up? Oh, I can't believe this. This is too much to believe. Fine. I'll go walk my bike down there. So 15 minutes, he's walking. Hey, Mr. Gasman, pump up my tire. Just a minute, son. I'm working with a customer over here. I'll get to you in a second. What? I just walked 15 minutes. You're telling me I gotta wait some more? Oh, my goodness. Never mind. I'll do it myself. So he gets the pump over here. He starts working with the pump. Oh, I don't know what else. All right, I'll put it on here. Hold on. And the gas man goes, dude, you might want to wait because that gauge is not quite correct. No, you know what? Just give me a minute. No, I don't give you another minute. I already taken 5 minutes. I'm going to get this sucker done. So he gets over here. He gets the pump on there, and he turns the pump on. It's like, oh, yeah, this is easy. You know, the pump starts going up 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. How many pounds of air do you think a tire holds?
40.
A bike tire, about 40, 50 pounds, right? Ian didn't know this. You think Ian knew this? I don't think he knew this. Because the pump kept going. 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds. And he was just really like, wow, look at those dials go. That's so cool. Those dials just keep going. They get bigger numbers all the time. 80 pounds, 90 pounds, 100 pounds. 110 pounds. What do you think just happened?
Pops.
It's our blue part. You think he was happy?
No.
Do you think his impatience cost him a brand new tire?
No.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Ian had fun walking his car against the site? That would be that, yes. All the time he was trying to set in. Both right. Do you think he was having a tough time with his bike coming back?
Yes.
And he's rolling in. Now the tire is like blown apart. Look, just flat. Just blown apart. What do you think his dad said when he got back?
He's going to be in trouble.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yes, who's kidding us? He knows. That's right. But he wasn't in trouble because his dad knew that Ian learned a valuable lesson. That lesson was what?
Be patient.
Be patient. That's exactly right. Because if you're not patient, bad things can happen, right? All right. These guys got a bunch of dollar bills out there. Go and collect them all.